The Small Business Spotlight, presented by Georgia Primary Bank. Your community, your bank.
Rex Macy is the owner and portfolio manager of Red Tortoise, LLC, and he joins us to talk some business right now on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. So, first of all, Rex, thanks for coming on. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Take us through this pandemic and how it has affected what you do for a living as an investment advisor.
Sure. Well, we've had clients run the gamut. We've had clients whose incomes are fine, but sadly, we've had a couple whose incomes have been decimated, and we've had to update their financial plans and their strategies. Across the board, we're seeing anxiety levels ratchet up, and we've had to counsel quite a few clients that the financial world just is not ending, that things move on.
What's the biggest mistake one can make during the current environment?
Well, you know, speaking about, there's a lot of fear out there right now, far more than usual. People have bailed on their investment strategies. They've moved to cash. They've moved to gold. They've even moved to Bitcoin. I would just remind people that our country has been through world wars, pandemics. We've had a president resign in the face of an impeachment. We survived a civil war. We are resilient. And long-term investors who normally invest in stocks should maintain that allocation to stocks. Now, I want to emphasize that stock investors need to have a long horizon. I'm not suggesting listeners put short-term capital into the stock market. But I'd say bailing at the wrong time is the biggest mistake they make.
Rex Macy is with us, Red Tortoise LLC. He's a part of the Small Business Spotlight. You can visit them at redtortoisellc.com. And obviously, you're on a sports talk station. What about sports and investing? Is there a connection there?
Well, I think there's a lot you can learn about sports and think about parallels between sports, especially sports betting, and investing. First of all, in sports, winning a bet isn't as simple as betting on the better team, because better teams have to beat a spread. Likewise, beating the stock market isn't as simple as investing in great companies, because generally you have to pay a premium for better companies. We think far too many people invest in companies without considering the spread, if you will, that whether or not the price reflects their value. And, you know, I'd say that there's a similarity, too, in terms of beating the market. Betting on sports and trying to beat the market are what we call loser games. Take the NFL. If you look at every team overall, the record is exactly 500. For every winner, there's a loser. When it comes to betting, winners and losers offset each other. It's what we call a zero-sum game. And if there's somebody in the middle taking a cut, it's actually negative. And that happens in the stock market. For every portfolio above average, there's one that's below average.
All right.
Most people can't get ahead of the average because it's a zero-sum game, especially considering taxes and expenses. So the most important lesson is to play your own game. Know what winning is. Football games are won by points scored, not by other stats such as number of first downs. For an individual, winning is something like a comfortable and secure retirement. It's not about beating the market. So what I would suggest is don't worry about beating the market. Worry about achieving your goals. That's what winning is.
And special investors, what should they be thinking about now with all of this election stuff going on?
You know, we've had a lot of elections, and the U.S. economy tends to grow, and it's tended to grow under both parties. Nobody knows who's going to control the Senate. It's impossible to predict policy changes. The future is always uncertain. So we try to position our clients' finances, and we encourage everyone to do this. Position your finances to meet your goals under a wide range of outcomes, not just a single outcome that seems most likely. What we say is use a shotgun, not a rifle, but we're not encouraging violence.
Exactly. Rex Macy, owner, portfolio manager, Red Tortoise, LLC. We appreciate you coming on. Best of luck and have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Stay healthy.
RedTortoiseLLC.com is where you need to go. Small Business Spotlight, don't forget, each and every Thursday on every program here on The Fan, we try to talk to a small business owner. Email us your contact info at smallbusiness@680thefan.com. It's all brought to you by Georgia Primary Bank, your community, your bank.